Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jared Sluppy with you in Seneca. Got regional semifinal action as we have our first game of our doubleheader. First game in the books for today's action. That was Marysville on to the championship game. They'll be taking on the winner of this one in front of us, with Sabetha taking on Royal Valley. Should be a good one. The 1-4 seeds, with Sabetha getting a 7-4 win over Hiawatha in round number one. That was all the way back on the 13th. Feels like forever ago, as we had games being pushed back and postponed. And then Royal Valley, they came on top against Nemaha Central 3-2 in the 4-5 matchup to get here. And there is not a cloud, rainy cloud in sight. We got some partly cloudy skies up ahead, but warm temperatures. And we are about ready to go, as Royal Valley will be hitting first. Sabetha will be in the field first. And speaking of the field, looking at the remaining teams, as mentioned, Riley County being just eliminated to Marysville 3-0. So the Bulldogs are in the championship, and the Marysville baseball team, they are in the state tournament as well for the first time since 2006. So congratulations to the Bulldogs baseball team as well. Well, taking a look at this matchup here, it is going to be a fun one, as we have Detweiler on the hill for Sabetha. And leading things off for Royal Valley is Athena Broadus, the opposing pitcher. And here we go. First pitch, misses low and in, ball one. And we're underway. 4-16, first pitch, and a little bit earlier than we were expecting. That first game went by really quickly, which is quite helpful. And that one hit on the ground to the shortstop, Hayden. Throw to first in time. Easy play for out number one. Let's take a look at the hitting order for Royal Valley. Mentioned Broadus leading off. Batting now is Stormy Lake, the third baseman. Batting third and playing in second is Madison Blackwood, batting cleanup, or hitting cleanup, and playing short is Tyja Henderson. Batting fifth and playing left is Truly Jim. Batting sixth and DHing is Sydney Moss. Batting seventh and playing right field is Callie Coleman. First pitch to Lake, misses low and in, ball one. Batting eighth and playing center field is Avery Stitham. And batting ninth and catching is Drew Probst. And Max Schmidt playing first base, but not in the batting order. And that one hit Lake, so she'll be awarded first base. Taking a look at Detweiler's numbers on the season. On the rubber, 67 innings pitched. This is her 15th game that she's pitched in, 13th starts. She has a 10-2 record on the season, and she's allowed 103 hits, 76 runs, 57 of them earned, with a 5.95 ERA. First pitch to Madison Blackwood, now at the plate for the Panthers. That one missed low for ball one. Now on hit right field. Gapper, that's a base hit. Not quite a gapper, but into the gap and heading for a third, trying to catch Sabetha's infield off guard and getting back to second. I think actually what happened there was it was too large of a turn there for Lake. She didn't realize where the ball was. She gets back to second safely. Very fortunate. And it's a one-out single for Madison Blackwood, and that brings up Tyja Henderson. Henderson batting .492 on the season. Played in all 23 of their games so far coming into this tournament. First pitch, that one taken. Missing just barely inside. So already runners on first and second. With one out, that one shot to the back of the first baseman. Both step on first for one out. Both runners move up on the fielder's choice. And with two gone, that'll bring up Truly Jim. Batting in the five spot, the left fielder for the Panthers. First pitch from Chloe Detweiler. That one misses a little bit low for ball one. Well, Sabetha, a second-place finish in the Big 7. coming into this matchup, 19-6 on the season. That's for Royal Valley with their win in the quarterfinal round. They're now 11-12. They got a third place finish in the league, 8-6 league record. Is that one swung at about shoulder height? And she missed that one even to count 1-1. So Lake over there at third, hit by a pitch, reaching to third on a fielder's choice. Blackwood on at second. That one misses low for ball two. Chance for the Panthers to get off to a great start here in the top of the first. And here's the pitch. Shot foul right behind home plate. These two teams have met twice this season. That was back in a doubleheader just 10 days ago, May 6th. And they split. Royal Valley won 10-9. This was at Sabetha. And then the Blue Jays won the second matchup 15-2. Foul straight back will do it again. Solid AB here for Jim. Coming in today, the left fielder just making her third at-bat of the season. Doesn't have a hit yet. And here's the pitch. And this is inside, ball three, fastball. Nice take by Jim. A payoff pitch. Foul straight back again. It's the third or fourth foul ball in this plate appearance here for Jim. Three, two again. Foul straight back by Jim. Sydney Moss on deck. She's batting 323 on the season. Would love to get to her here. So yet another 3-2 pitch to Truly Jim, the left fielder for Royal Valley. And now one misses down low, ball four, and the bases are loaded. That was a great pitch, but an even better take. And Moss, the designated hitter with a 737 OPS. 6 RBI on the season. First pitch, that one's in there, strike one. Took a little bit off that one. So hit by pitch, a single, and a two-out walk. So Royal Valley has gotten their runners aboard, but Detweiler just one play from getting out of the jam, hit towards center field, and then it's caught in center field by Mitchell, and that will strand three with no runs coming across. It's Royal Valley 0. We go to the bottom of the first, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A big event coming to Kellerman Insurance in Houlton. Here's Christy Wilson with all the details.
Kellerman Insurance is 60 years strong, and we want to serve up some appreciation to our customers and friends. We invite you to stop by our office on the southeast corner of the square. Let's talk about the old times, the good times, and the great times ahead. We are so thankful for all of you and look forward to celebrating. Join us for a brat, a sweet treat from the cookie truck, and more. Mark your calendars for Friday, May 17th, to join us for lunch between 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
KNZA.
Going to the bottom of the first inning. In Royal Valley, they leave three stranded, and they'll be in the field for the first time. Athena Broaddus on the rubber, making her 13th appearance of the season. 61 innings pitched. And she'll take on this really solid Sabetha lineup. First pitch, that one missing to ball one. 470 ERA for Broaddus, 1.50 whip. Actually, correction, that was taken for a strike as that's going opposite way over the leaping Henderson. The shortstop into left field, and that is a leadoff single for Kiara Kime, the designated hitter for the Blue Jays. And Sabetha off to a good start. That'll bring up Lexi Hayden. So take a look at the hitting order for the Blue Jays. It's Kime, Hayden, and then on deck, and the second baseman, Laura Edelman. Aaron Bolks batting fourth and playing first base. First pitch in there, strike one to Hayden. Batting fifth and playing right field is Victoria Backtold. Batting sixth and playing in left is Carson Meyer. Batting seventh and catching is Jillian Stapleton. Batting eighth and pitching is Chloe Detweiler. And batting ninth and playing center field is Hallie Mitchell. That one taken for ball one, even the count. And Bailey Stahl, not in hitting order. She's playing at third base. 1-1 count to Alexia Hayden, the shortstop for the Blue Jays. There's a pitch. That one misses up high, just a smidge. Taking a look at the field for Royal Valley, left to right in the infield. It's Blake at third, Henderson at short, Blackwood at second, and Schmidt at first. And the battery consisting of Broaddus on the rubber and Probst behind the plate. And that one taken inside. Makes it 2-1. Left to right in the outfield, Jim is in left, Stidham in center, and Coleman is in right. Cal straight back to the screen. We'll do make it a 3-2 pitch coming up. This is a Sabetha roster that's hitting 411 as a team, which is just absurd. Hayden herself batting 493. Okay, 1.628 OPS is that one taken low for ball four. And she will get a zero out walk. Moves up Kime to second base that she was taking off as soon as that pitch was thrown. And that brings up Laura Edelman batting 494, so just 1 point above Hayden. First pitch in the dirt that skips away from Probst, and both runners move up on the walk pitch. So Sabetha trying to avoid what Royal Valley did, and that was strand with multiple base runners. Although the Panthers had two outs and they had multiple base runners, is that one misses outside for ball two. Marysville victorious before this one, the number two seed in the tournament. That one's out straight back and we'll make it a 2-1 count on Edelman. Edelman with a 1.130 OPS, 36 hits. Four doubles, one triple, and five home runs for Edelman. In the air, opposite way, right field, playable. That's going to be caught by Coleman. Back in, coming to the plate, and that will be cut off. And scoring on the sack fly from third is Kiara Kime. It's 1-0 Sabetha. And Hayden reaches third as well. So it's the 1-seed Blue Jays getting on the board first. And looking at some of the other games across the area that happened earlier today, Onega, they advanced to the state tournament. They get a couple wins over Valley Heights and Mission Valley. So they will be competing at Pratt alongside McLeod. The first pitch in their strike one to Aaron Bolts, the first baseman, batting 434 on the season. They started out there in Waubonsie at 10 a.m. this morning is when that first game started between Onega and Valley Heights. That one inside, missing for ball one. Jackson Heights reaching the regional semifinal, but falling to Mission Valley. And the Buffaloes, the 1-seed, they are in the state tournament. Coming up next week, here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul tip straight back. And it'll be 1-2. Other Big 7 schools in regional tournament action. Perry the Compton lost to Silver Lake 15-2 yesterday. Silver Lake, they struggled in their championship game against Santa Fe Trail. They won that game, but only 1-0. Of course, kind of seemed like a team that can't be touched as that one swung on and missed. Strike three to Bolts, and there's two down with a runner on third, that being Victoria Backstool coming to the plate, and Hayden over there at third. First pitch, that's a little blooper to left field. It drops down for a base hit. RBI single for Backfield. Makes it 2-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the first. Those just joining us, Royal Valley had bases loaded with two outs, but they were all stranded. So that'll bring up the number six hitter, Carson Meyer, left fielder. Going to get a bunt down, pulls back, taken for a strike, and up to second is back to hold with a steal. No throw down from Probst, the catcher for the Panthers. Hit opposite way to the second baseman, fielded cleanly by Blackwood, flips to first in time for the final out. One stranded, two runs come home, RBI single by Victoria Backtold, and a sack fly RBI by Laura Edelman. We'll go to the second coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us at Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Going to the second inning, Sabetha scores a pair of runs in the bottom of the first. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. As we finally have reached the regional semifinals here in this tournament. Taking a while, we had our quarterfinals back on the 13th and had to wait a couple days due to weather. Yeah, we're finishing things out. First pitch, off speed from Detwiler, and there's strike one to Callie Coleman, the right fielder for the Panthers. Again, Panthers straining two runners. I think that three runners, two in scoring position. This is up high. Even the count 1-1. 1-3 batting average for Callie Coleman, playing in her 20th game of the season. And making her 44th plate appearance. Hit to the right side of the infield. Nice play by the first baseman, Bolt, who steps on the bag. She had to extend to her right, and she came up with it, ran back to her left, and touched on the bag, beating Coleman by a couple steps. That brings up Avery Stidham, the center fielder, number 8 hitter for Royal Valley. Batting average coming in at today, .210 on the season. One of four Panthers to play in every single game this season. That's the first pitch taken in there for strike one to the left-handed hitting center fielder for Royal Valley. Popped up and on the infield, playable, and they'll be caught by Detwiler, the pitcher. Stahl was there as well, trying to possibly make a play on it, but she's called off by the pitcher. And now bring up Drew Probst, the catcher for Panthers. Back-to-back batters retired for the first time for the Blue Jays today. Neon green helmets and a rainbow bat. First pitch taken inside and low for ball one. Probst making her 10th plate appearance of the season and also would love to get her first hit of the season right here as well. Allen hits her right on the shin. And that is the second batter that Detwiler has hit so far this afternoon. That brings up Athena Broadus for the second time, and she grounded out to short to lead off the ballgame. Adding 366 on the season and 830 OPS, 26 hits, 22 of those being singles, 4 of those being doubles. Also 20 RBI, tied for the third most on the team, 15 runs. Solid season for Broaddus at the plate and on the mound as well. First pitch taken high and outside, ball one. Detweiler was trying to go 1-2-3, but hitting Drew Probst, the Panther catcher, on the left shin. She is okay. She's still in the game. That pitch misses down low, makes it ball two. In the dirt, nice scoop by Stapleton. So, you know, didn't mention the defense for Betha in the first inning. Left to right in the infield, saw it third. Hayden is at short, Edelman at second, and Bolts is at first. At Weather on the rubber, and Stapleton behind the plate to round out the battery. That one popped up, out of play. Now make it 3-1. Left to right on the outfield, Myers in left, Mitchell in center, and Bachtold is in right. New one pitch coming up. Hitters count for the Royal Valley pitchers. That one is upstairs. Ball four, 5-pitch walk, and back-to-back innings to start the ball game with multiple base runners. Ross Bruggeman, the head coach for Sabetha. Samantha Swank, head coach for Royal Valley. First pitch, that one misses upstairs to Madison Blackwood. A one-out single, her first time up. That was her 24th hit of the season. And that one just missing down low. That was a solid pitch there from Detweiler, but not getting the call. Makes 2-0. Two outs, two on, none in. And Blackwood trying to change that right here. The pitch from Detweiler. 2-0, chop foul, slicing over the Royal Valley dugout on the first base side. Reminder, we're going to have all sorts of state softball and baseball coverage next Thursday and Friday, as well as state track and field coverage on Friday and Saturday from Wichita, as that one misses low and in. We'll have some baseball in Great Bend, Valley Falls. We'll have some baseball in Manhattan with Sabetha, what an incredible run they made. That one hit right back to the mound, dropped by Detweiler during the first, and that's going to be not in time and dropped by the first baseman Bolt. Heading home from third, trying to score his probe. That throw was wide. Everybody's safe. Heading up to second now is Broaddus, Lake, and she will get there. He's thrown all over the diamond, so Broaddus scores, and it makes it 2-1. Broaddus moves up to third on the air. And Lake is up to second. So Stormy Lake reaching on an infield single, but then getting to second on the E3. This is down low, ball one to Madison Blackwood. I apologize. I think I said Blackwood was at the plate earlier. Now she's at the plate. Lake was just at the plate. So Lake gets a base hit. She was hit her first time up. So now it's Blackwood at the plate. Runners on second and third, two outs here in the top of the second. Head of that breaking pitch. Swings at it and misses. Evens the count 1-1. Pitch from Detweiler. Chops in play to the third baseman Stahl. Throw to first and getting it in time. Nice play by Stahl. That ends the inning. So two stranded, one run comes and scores, one error, and one hit. We go to the bottom of the second coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton. Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the second. Sabetha gives up a run. Royal Valley on the board for the first time. And the Blue Jays lead the Panthers 2-1. Second time today, the Blue Jays will come to at bat. First inning, they had an RBI single from Victoria Backtold and a sack fly RBI from Laura Edelman. First pitch fouled off strike one. Stapleton, the catcher for Sabetha, coming to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Coming into today, Jillian Stapleton batting .403. She's one of six batters batting over .400 on the season. That one fouled straight back to the screen to make it 0-2. Again, Sabetha batting 411, and an OPS as a team of 1.163. And that one pulled just foul. That was a blind shot from Jillian Stapleton, third base side, just barely inside the third base bag. And the count remains 0-2. So Athena brought us the pitcher for the Panthers, hoping for a much cleaner bottom of the second inning. That one skips in there in front of home plate by about a foot. And that makes it 1-2. Bautis, that one hit right past her glove to the second baseman. She scoops it up, but she has no play. Infield single for Jillian Stapleton. And for the second time today, the leadoff hitter reaching on a single. That brings up Chloe Detweiler. And they're going to have a pinch runner, Emerson Montgomery, a senior, in there to run. And Detweiler hoping to help herself out here. Runner on first, nobody out. Already leading 2-1. Winner of this one to take on Marysville in the regional championship for the right to play in Topeka, the state tournament, next Thursday. First pitch, bunt, and that one off home plate, foul. For strike one, Royal Valley is ready for that one. Both Lake, the third baseman, and Schmidt, the first baseman, breaking towards home to try to make a play. Henderson, the shortstop, rotated over to second base to cover the bag. Did it again, fouled over the backstop, off the concession stand, and stays in the ballpark just next to the fence. And the count is now 0-2. So we'll see if she tries again to bunt. And field playing normal depth here. And she'll swing at this one and pops it up out of play once again. Goes towards parking lot. Couldn't ask for a better day after, couldn't ask for much worse days of weather past couple of afternoons. Got rained out and no sign of rain for the next few days. Is that one taken up and away? Might get some rain maybe a Sunday night here in this neck of, in our neck of the woods. But nothing today, though. 1-2 pitch from Broadus. In there, strike three. Got her looking. And one gone for Hallie Mitchell, the center fielder in the ninth spot in the hitting order. Mitchell batting .413 in the ninth spot. 31 hits, 25 singles. And first pitch foul, third base side, just in front of home plate. Three doubles, one triple, two home runs, 23 runs batted in, with 33 runs herself. And just 10 strikeouts. This is about the team does not strike out very much at all. Now ungrounded, third baseman couldn't handle it. Picked up the shortstop, throw to first is late. And that's an E5. Stapleton up to second. And Mitchell reaches safely. With one out, top of the order coming back up with Kiara Kime. time, batting 527, including a leadoff single in the top of the first. Bottom of the first. First pitch. Both runners about halfway to their next base, and she went around on a bunt up. Attempt that was up high, that would have been a ball one, but instead she went around and it's strike one. Pitch from Broaddus goes opposite way to the shortstop. Throw to third. They get a force out there. That's all they'll get. Stapleton out at third. Mitchell up to second. And Keim reaches on a fielder's choice. That'll bring up Alexia Hayden with two out and two on. Runners on first and second. Here in the bottom of the second. Sabetha leading Royal Valley 2-1. First pitch from Broaddus. High and outside. And a huge secondary lead over there, second from Mitchell. Now this is low and away. So correction, it wouldn't have been Stapleton forced out of third. Actually, it would have been Montgomery. She was a pinch runner. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air, right field. Playable for Coleman. That is over her head. And that's going to be a ground rule double as it sneaks underneath the fence. So I think Keim will have to go back to third. But it will be an RBI as Mitchell will score. And it's 3-1 in favor of the Blue Jays. And indeed, Keim will have to go back to third. Keim at third, Hayden at second. That brings up Laura Edelman at that sack fly to right field that brought home the first run of the ball game. First pitch. That one in there, strike one. Fastball. Nice pitch there from Broaddus. It was a little bit low in the zone, so Betha fans not agreeing with that call. Here's the 0-1. Fouled straight back. Makes it 0-2. So let's start offensively for the Blue Jays. Bringing home a runner in both innings so far. That one misses up high. And that makes it 1-2. 3-1 Sabetha. One run in so far. A couple of hits. Swing and a miss into that breaking ball. Swing and a miss, strike three. And two left on base. So 3-1 Sabetha. We go to the third coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
KNZA.
We go to the third inning. Sabetha currently up 3-1. And Royal Valley giving up a run in the bottom of the second, trying to get it back. And leading things off is the middle of the order to Tyja Henderson. First pitch missing low, ball one. Henderson grounded out to first, her first time up. The pitch, that one just upstairs, makes it 2-0. Team batting 350 as a collective unit. Henderson, .492 batting average. That one out of play on a foul ball behind home plate. .492, that leads the team as 63 ABs, a 1.483 OPS. That one misses up and away for ball three, makes it 3-1. 31 hits, 20 of those being singles, with 6 home runs, 4 doubles, and a triple. That one taken low, ball 4, 5-pitch walk. And for the first time today, leadoff batter reaching safely. That brings up Truly Jim. She walked her first time up, and that walk was the third of the day for Chloe Detweiler, the starting pitcher for Sabetha. That one misses upstairs for ball one. Foul straight back to the screen on a breaking ball. That was a little bit up in the zone. Evens the count 1-1. One of the final regionals going on across the state. Of course, this tournament was supposed to be done on the 14th. And this particular game was supposed to be on the 13th. That one hit foul territory, first base side, but over the extending bolts at first base. So falls harmlessly foul for strike two. So again, it was Sabetha defeating Hiawatha 7-4 in the quarterfinal. Bravo Valley, the 4C, defeating Nemaha Central 3-2 in their quarterfinal. So 1-4 here. That one, pretty much the same spot as the last one, maybe a little more shallow and also over the fence and out of play. That makes it, keeps it at 1-2. Once you pitch ahead of that breaking one, and that is out number one. Jim got ahead of that one quite a bit. It was up in the zone. And that's one down with Henderson still over there first. That brings up Sydney Moth, who out to center field her first time up. First pitch is a little bit low and heading for second and easily getting there is Henderson. No throw from Stapleton because neither Hayden nor Edelman were ready for her to take off. So Moss now has a base runner in scoring position to work with. Yeah, a little bit late on that one. It was in on the hands, jammed it foul. And I made a weird ping noise, kind of maybe just a few inches off of the grip of the bat. Count 1-1. Base hit put in the right spot gives Royal Valley a 1-run deficit. That one misses up and away. Stapleton having to come to her feet to get that one. Going to her right. It's a nice catch. And that one in there for a strike. It was low and in the zone, but in there. And Moss now stands back in with a 2-2 count. And Chloe Detweiler is ready for the pitch. Hits that one in center field. That drops in there for a base hit. Rounding third, heading for home, and scoring without a throw. And now heading to second as the throw gets away from the first baseman Bolt. And up to second on the air is Sydney Moss. An RBI single with 3-2. And that probably actually go down as an E8 on the throw. The throw is in between Stapleton, the catcher, and Bolts, the first baseman, which I don't think that was the intended spot for that throw to be. And that brings up Callie Coleman for the second time today. Grounded up to first, her first time up. First pitch taken for a strike. One out here in the top of the third. He's going to get a bunt down, but foul. Nice. Anticipation by Stahl, the third baseman, who greened that one all the way. Taking some time between pitches here is Callie Coleman, the right fielder for the Panthers. Oh, this is upstairs from Detweiler. And taking that one for a ball makes it 1-2. Base hit away from tying this game. The pitch. Going a little bit low. So that's a crowd groaning after not getting a call on there. Makes it 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, swung under that one. And there are two gone, a big-time second out from Chloe Detweiler. That's her first strikeout of the day, and that brings up Avery Sism. She popped out back to the mound her first time up. First pitch upstairs, missing ball one. Big point in this ball game right here. Left-handed center fielder digs back in, the only lefty in the hitting order for the Panthers. This is low and away. Nobody holding on. Moss over there at second. There's the 2-0. That was in there for a strike. It was a little bit outside, but getting the call regardless. While they're looking at her play sheet now. Fires. Opposite way, back towards the shortstop. Throw to first is low, and they're going to say that she's out. It looked like to me when she gathered the ball that she was on the bag, but they give her the out regardless. And they're going to say that's the final out of the inning. An interesting call there by the umpire, and we'll go to the bottom of the third coming up next with Sabetha holding on to a 3-2 lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Got a pitching change for Royal Valley. It'll be Blackwood on the rubber. Broadus is going over to third. Lake is in right field, and we have a new second baseman as well, trying to figure out that number. It might be Coleman, I want to say. But either way, it's an interesting situation here. It is going to be Coleman over there at second. So three innings. We've got two innings pitched for Athena Broadus. And again, it'll be Madison Blackwood on the mound for Royal Valley. Samantha Swank making the change early. You don't see that too terribly often. But in a game like this where it's do or die and wanting to change things up after giving up three runs in two innings, we'll see if it pays off for Coach Swank. His first pitch missing high and outside to Aaron Bolts, the first baseman who actually struck out her first time up. That was outside for ball two. Innings pitched for Blackwood. This is her 15th game she's pitched in, her fourth relief appearance. As that one misses outside for ball three, makes it 3-0. She's given up 106 hits, 44 earned runs, 10 walks, and 72 strikeouts. ERA of 4.74. Is that one in their first strike, makes it 3-1. Also a 179 whip. Opponent batting average of 337. 3-1. And right back up the middle for a base hit. That's the third consecutive inning with a leadoff base hit for Sabetha. And Bolts is aboard with Victoria Backtold coming to the plate. She had an RBI single in the first inning as well as a steal. Right back to the mound, throw to second. They'll get the force out there. Throw to first, not in time. So Bolts out at second. And with one out, that will bring up Carson Meyer. Grounded out to second, her first time up. So Broadus, she gave up. Oh, hold that thought. She fouls that one off of one of those golf cart sort of vehicles over there in the parking lot. So three earned runs for Broadus in two innings. Three strikeouts, one walk, and four hits for her day. One pitch, misses low, hang for second. The tag not going to be applied as it was way late, and Backtold standing at second with a steal. It's her second of the day. Foul territory, first base side, drops foul. In between Lake and Wright and Schmidt at first. So once again, Broadus goes from on the mound to third base. Coleman goes from right field to second base. Blackwood goes from second to being on the mound. One, two count. Now misses up and away to Carson Meyer, the left fielder for Sabetha, and Madison Blackwood looks at her play sheet, looks over at her bench, and now ready with the 2-2 pitch with one out and runner on second. That's fouled. Again, parking lot. Didn't hear a thud that time. Three, two, Sabetha. They've scored in every inning so far, trying to keep that up. Now it chops off of Meyer. And that makes it 2-2. Well, they'll have to keep it at 2-2, I should say. Meyer fighting to stay alive. The pitch. And just barely inside. Nice pitch from Blackwood. And Coach Swink over there wanting to know where that one missed and saying that was inside, just barely. Payoff pitch. Down low, ball four. And Meyer reaches safely. Now bringing up Jillian Stapleton. She had a single in the second inning and was forced out at third. First pitch popped up in the infield. The first baseman, that's going to be caught. And fake throwback at second is a large secondary lead from Backtold over there on second base, but she's back diving safely for out number two. And that'll bring up Chloe Detweiler with two gone, runners on first and second. Sabetha trying to add on to their 3-2 lead. Regional semifinal, winner to take on Marysville in the regional championship coming up right after this one. First pitch. Taken, ball one outside. No, in there for a strike. That's somebody mowing their lawn behind us. You might be able to hear it over the broadcast, maybe. 1-0 pitch, hit right back to the mound. Good at cleanly, throw to first in time, and that'll strain a couple runners. Sabetha comes up empty here in the bottom of the third. We played three. It's 3-2 Sabetha. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We go to the fourth inning, and Royal Valley comes to the plate down 3-2. Samantha Swank, the head coach for the Panthers, going with a pitching change, and as a result, for the first time today, the Panthers don't allow a run in an inning. Allowed a couple base runners, but that was it. They were both stranded. And now the Panthers come to the plate, having scored runs in back-to-back innings. First pitch fouled straight back by Drew Probst, the catcher for Royal Valley. She was hit by a pitch and came home to score the first run of the game. And the umpire giving Stapleton, the catcher for Sabetha, some extra time here in between pitches after that pitch hit her, I think, in the mask. Slicing foul out on the first base side. Makes it 0-2. Chloe Detweiler, the starting pitcher for Sabetha, had a pretty solid outing so far, and adds to it with a strikeout with now one gone. That brings it to the top of the order for the third time today already with Athena Broaddus. 0-1 with a walk. First inning, she grounded out to short to lead off the game. First pitch way up high. Brings Stapleton to her feet to snag that one. Been a decently clean game. A few errors for both teams so far. One for Royal Valley and two for Sabetha. That one misses for ball two. Now on foul tip, straight back to the screen. Makes it 2-1. One out. Nobody on. Nobody in. Panthers trailing by a run here in the top half of the fourth inning. Taylor's pitch is hitting the air towards right field, towards back toward, and she's got it for out number two. Better bring up Stormy Lake, had a single in the second inning and was hit by a pitch in the first, so she has yet to be retired so far today. The third baseman. First pitch in there, strike one. Chop to the shortstop. Throw to first in time. Good play for Hayden. And it's a 1-2-3 fourth for Chloe Detweiler in the Sabetha defense. It stays 3-2. Going to the bottom half. Sabetha trying to add to their lead. back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Halfway home, our score 3-2. Sabetha currently on top of Royal Valley. Big 7 showdown in the regional semifinal here in Seneca. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Beautiful weather. Partly cloudy skies, but mostly sunny. Haven't seen the clouds really cover the sun at all. It's been pretty much a straight sunshine here this afternoon. First pitch, that one missing up and away to Hallie Mitchell, the center fielder for Sabetha. She reached on an error her first time up and came home to score. The lone error on the ball game for the Panthers. In the air pretty well towards right field, but right there is Lake who makes the catch for out number one. Three straight retired now for Madison Blackwood, who gave up a single to lead off last inning and a one-out walk, but then a pop-out and a ground-out to end the inning. Also, by the way, that's the first time that Sabetha hasn't had a leadoff single to start an inning. Kine did it in the first. Stapleton did it in the second, and Bolts did it in the third as the first pitch to Kiera Kime is taken for strike one. Kime 1-for-2, reaching on that single, a run, and a fielder's choice. Off-speed pitch, that one misses up in the zone, pops out of the glove of Probst, but nobody aboard, so to no consequence. That one hit off home plate, but right back to the mound. Throw to first in time to get out the speedy Kime for out number two. So that will bring up Alexia Hayden in the two spot. She is 1-for-1 with a double, a ground rule double that slid underneath the fence in right field. And a walk in the first inning where she came home to score. First pitch taken, strike one. Nice pitch from Blackwood. She is having a really solid relief outing. Again, it was Dina Broaddus who started the game, but she was pulled after just two innings. Now it misses upstairs. Again, this wasn't really a terrible outing either from Broaddus. They just wanted to switch things up and give them a different look, and it's been working so far. It's four straight retired for Madison Blackwood. And right back at Blackwood, hard and into center field. That's a two-out base hit for Alexia Hayden, her second of the day. And it's the first batter with multiple hits this afternoon. That brings up Laura Edelman. Sack fly to right field her first time up and struck out in the second. And after the two-out hit, trying to keep Blue Jays fourth going. First pitch, that one misses upstairs for ball one. It's about neck level, a fastball from Blackwood. Edelman waits the 1-0. That one missing a little bit low this time, makes it 2-0. There is certainly a possibility that maybe pitch count is affected, maybe with the decision with Broaddus, that one opposite way. Got off the screen, first base side. I don't want to assume anything, but I'm trying to just really is an interesting decision, which, like I said, has worked out so far. They haven't given up any runs yet here in this relief outing. And count is now 2-1, 2 gone, runner on first. Sabetha leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth as that one fouled just past the grandstand, right field side. Here is the 2-2 pitch. High fastball, out of play. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch over once again. Really solid battle between Blackwood and Edelman here so far. 2-2, that one misses low and in, heading for second. The throw down is going to be not in time. Late to come over is Henderson. It goes through her legs and into center field. And Hayden can get up to third base on the air. So Edelman, a base hit, will extend the Blue Jays' lead. Payoff pitch. Hit right to the second baseman, and she dropped it, but she'll flip it over to first in time for the final out. So Sabetha strands one, and they lead by one, 3-2. So we've played four here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
We go to the fifth. Rose Alley at the plate, trailing 3-2. Regional semifinal from Seneca. A big seven showdown. Blue Jays back in the field. First pitch. That one missing down low, ball one from Chloe Detweiler. Winner on to the championship game to take on Marysville coming up next. We'll be broadcasting that one as well. Dewether went 1-2-3 last inning. First time either pitcher has done so as that one misses up and away. Blackwood at the plate, 1-2. Single in the first inning. She goes opposite way, gives it right to Edelman. But first in time for out number one. That is six straight batters retired for Detweiler. She's starting to really get into a groove after giving up a run in the third. She stranded two in the second and left him loaded in the first. And that brings up Tyja Henderson. Scored in the third inning. That one in the dirt about 3 feet in front of home plate. She scored after reaching on a walk. She stole second as well, and she also has a ground out today, so she's 0-1. In the air, foul territory, first base side, out of play. And that evens the count at 1-1. Bases empty, one out here in the top of the fifth. This game flying along. We started about an hour ago. We were previously looking at a 4:30 start. We started about 4:16 was first pitch. That one out of play as well. Foul ball. Makes it 1-2. We'll have about a 25-minute intermission in between games. as well in between this game and a championship. A new swing and a miss, and a pitch that was low. And now two gone, bases empty for Truly Jim. 0 for 1 with a walk. That's now 7 in a row retired for Chloe Detweiler. First pitch chopped in play in between first and home plate. But the first in time by Detweiler does it herself. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. And Sabetha holds on to their 3-2 lead. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fifth coming up. Sabetha leading Rose Valley 3-2. Nemaha Central Regional Semifinal, second one of the day. First one being a 3-0 Marysville win over Riley County. And got another new pitcher for Royal Valley. That's Sydney Moss. Sydney Moss starting the game as the designated hitter, and she'll now come into pitch after Madison and Blackwood pitched two scoreless innings. In which she gave up just one walk, two hits, and had no strikeouts. Tina Broadus started the game. She had two innings pitched. She struck out three, walked one, had four hits, and gave up 300 runs. So she'll face Aaron Bolts, who is 1-for-2 on the day. First pitch hit right back to the shortstop. Nice scoop by Henderson on one hop and throws in time for out number one. That was a nice tough play by Henderson off the short hop. Get the first out. So Moss has pitched just 9 1/3 innings this season. This is just her fourth appearance. Three of the four have been via relief. And during that time, has allowed 22 hits, 15 earned runs, two walks, and has three strikeouts. First pitch, slicing foul to Victoria Backtold, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a fielder's choice. She has an ERA of 11.25 and 2.57 whip. But again, a pretty small sample size, just 9 1/3 innings. Swing and a miss. Up in the zone. Makes it 0-2. So head coach Samantha Swank deciding to switch up the pitching here today. Swing and a miss ahead of a pitch that was off speed up in the zone again. So back-to-back outs for Sydney Moss. So that will bring up Carson Meyer. She's 0-for-1 with a walk. Stranded at first in third inning. First pitch, big swing and a miss on a pitch that was way low and away. Meyer also a ground out to second in the first inning that ended So that's a solid first inning that resulted in a couple runs. Oh, misses low and in. So an RBI single from Victoria Backtold and a sac fly RBI by Laura Edelman to right field. And then in the second inning, Hallie Mitchell scoring on Alexia Hayden, ground rule double. That one bounces in, makes it 2-1. That one bounces in as well, makes it 3-1. So back-to-back batters retired by Sydney Moss, and now she falls behind the count 3-1 to Carson Meyer. Royal Valley hasn't had a 1-2-3 inning yet today. Trying to get that right here. The pitch from Moss. And in there for a strike. Took the umpire a while to make that call, but makes the count full. One strike away from getting out of the inning, going 1-2-3. Here's the pitch. Opposite way, foul, just barely slicing at Schmidt, the first baseman. Max Schmidt not in the hitting order for Royal Valley. Schmidt has made some nice defensive plays so far today for the Panthers. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Popped up in the air. Shallow right field. Must stay on the infield dirt. And it is caught by the second baseman, Coleman, for the final out. So the first 1-2-3 inning for Panthers pitching. And we will go to the sixth with Sabetha leading Royal Valley 3-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We played five as we go to the sixth inning in Royal Valley, trying to get some offense going, down 3-2. Pitching is really ramped up for both teams. Three consecutive half innings, going 1-2-3. Including two from Chloe Detweiler. And she has retired 8 in a row. First pitch, a big swing and a miss from Sydney Moss, the now pitcher. She is 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the third inning. That brought home the second run of the day. That was Tyjah Henderson. And we're just a little bit low. Skipping into Stapleton behind the plate. And while they're looking back to our bench over here, getting the signals from her coaching staff. Swing and a miss. Pitch upstairs. Makes it 1-2. Not a ton of strikeouts today for Detweiler, but looking for one right here. She's got four. There's a pitch, and now one a little bit low, even to count 2-2. And hold on to that minimal one-run lead as we approach the latter portion of this ballgame. That ball is hit well towards left field. Backing up is Meyer, and she holds on with her and Mitchell colliding in left field for the out. Mitchell's slow to get up. And it looks like she's okay. She's hopping up and down over there. And that is the first out. Great play by Meyer in left field. Carson Meyer makes the defensive play. Mitchell is okay after the two collide. And that will be a long, loud out to start this inning. Which brings up Callie Coleman. First pitch breaking ball missing low. She's over two, a ground out, and a strikeout. That's now nine straight batters retired from Chloe Detweiler. Inside, missing low and in, makes it 2-0. She has just been superb today. She's given up just three hits. Only one of the two runs are earned. Is that one foul straight back? Into the street behind us. Count is 2-1. Foul territory, first base side, down and foul. Over the head of Bolts there at first. I mean, he just could not ask for a better day for a softball tournament. Just beautiful conditions, not too hot. At least for those in the shade, like myself. People in the sun might not be having quite as much of a fun time, but either way, just a beautiful day, little wind. That one breaking, just barely missed as well. That's a beautiful pitch there from Detweiler. Hardly get days like this. Usually when temperatures are this nice, usually you have wind blowing at 30 miles an hour, but very minimal wind here today. 3-2 pitch. That one would have been ball four, but she puts it foul. Pretty much the same spot as where that one went foul earlier. It goes underneath an old truck up there out the street. Quite the duel here between Callie Coleman and Chloe Detweiler. Here's the pitch. And check swing, drop. No, it's caught, beg your pardon, by Backtold. It looked like it was going to drop in front of Backtold, but she makes the catch. She had a nice feed on it. She was playing shallow in right field. She makes the catch, four out number two. 10 straight retired, and that brings up Avery Stitham, the lone left-handed batting Panther. And a center fielder 0 for 2 on the day. Here's the first pitch. And that one taken for ball one. So Sabetha trying to get their softball and baseball team to the state tournament. The state baseball tournament taking place next Thursday in Manhattan after getting knocked out in the first round to Wichita Collegiate last year. And that one misses a little bit low. Softball team, should they make it to state or Royal Valley or Marysville for that matter, they'll go to Topeka. Last year being held in Manhattan, but switching it to Topeka this year. 2-0 pitch, misses blown away for ball three. Trying to keep that streak alive of 10 straight batters retired since there was two outs in the third inning. And here we are with two outs in the sixth inning. 3-0 pitch, and that is in there for a strike. That was a little bit outside, but getting the benefit of the doubt from the home plate umpire. Two gone, nobody on. 3-2, Sabetha leading Royal Valley. Regional semifinal. And now it misses upstairs. And that is the first batter allowed to reach safely since Sydney Moss got a one-out single. That was for an RBI in the third inning. So a two-out walk for Avery Stitham. And that brings up Drew Probst. She was hit by a pitch in the second inning, and she came home to score on an error. Again, Probst, her and Truly Jim, not very much experience coming in it today as that one popped up on the infield and caught by the first baseman Bolt for the final out. So one stranded and no runs come across. Sabetha holds on to a 3-2 lead. Last chance for Sabetha to get some insurance as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents, since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. Jared Sluppy with you. Kirk Kilman back in the booth. Sabetha holding on to a 3-2 lead. We've been out the score for a little while now since the third inning, because the pitching has been fantastic for both teams. Royal Valley has been doing it by committee with their third pitcher on the mound of the day in City Moss. And the first inning she pitched, she went 1-2-3. And as for Sabetha's starting pitcher, Chloe Detweiler, she just had a streak snapped of 10 straight batters retired as the first pitch to Jillian Stapleton. That one in there for strike one. She is 1-for-2, a single in the second inning. Now this is upstairs, evens up the count 1-1. Championship game coming up. After this one concludes, Marysville awaits the winner. Now a high fastball pops up left side of the infield. That's going to be caught. That would have been a ball. And Stapleton retired on the fly out to Henderson over at short for one out. So that will bring up Chloe Detweiler, 0-for-2 on the day. First pitch in there, strike one, taking that one. Been retired via the strikeout and the ground out. As that one fouled straight back to the screen. Ground out went right back to the pitcher. Both pitchers, well, the pitching position has been very busy in terms of defense. A lot of ground balls went right back to the pitcher today. O-2 pitch. Fouls that first base side foul. I think I said foul twice there. Marysville again awaiting. They were the 2 seed in the bracket. Record of 12-10 coming into the tournament. As that one swung on and missed, dropped by the catcher, threw down a first, is in time for the second out. So after the 2 wins, Marysville now 14-10. So that's 5 straight retired by Sydney Moss since she came in, and 6 straight retired for Royal Valley pitching as a whole. Madison Blackwood gave up no runs, just 2 hits and 1 walk with no strikeouts in the 2 innings she pitched in relief. First pitch, big swing and a miss there from Hallie Mitchell in the 9th spot in the hitting order. Center fielder 0-for-2, reaching on an error in the second inning, coming home to score. 3-2, Sabetha leads Royal Valley. Blue Jays, last chance to add some insurance. That one misses up and away for ball one to even up the count 1-1. Coming up for the Panthers in their last chance will be the top of the order with Broadus, Lake, and Blackwood. Hit up the middle, base hit. First base hit since the 4th inning, and that's their first base runner since then as well. And a 2-out single by the Sabetha center fielder. That brings up Kiara Kime. Coming into today, batting over 500 on the season. She is 1-for-3 with a run and has a chance to keep this thing going for the Blue Jays and try to get some extra runs here. And Mitchell over there at first. I don't know if she injured herself or what's going on over there at first. Hard to tell. Royal Valley is going to take this opportunity to get a mound visit in here. I think that might be what it happened. I didn't see it as it happened, but Mitchell maybe a little bit shaken up. She just took a sip of water and poured the rest down her neck, and she's going to stay in the game. Her coach Ross is going to come check up on her, and she's going to say she's okay, and we're going to keep moving on. So again, I didn't see what happened, but Mitchell appeared to be a little disoriented after she reached safely on that two-out base hit, and she will stay in the game, thank goodness for that. And that will bring up Kiara Keim. Again, 1-for-3 on the day. And there she goes. Pitch misses up and in, and she'll get the steal. So clearly she's okay. Okay enough to take off running and get the steal. And a runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays. And at the 1-0 pitch, that is in there for strike one, a little bit up in the zone, but over the plate. The 1-1 from Moss. Right back to her. Hits off her foot. And everybody's going to be safe. Infield single, big round third. Throw back to third. Is not in time. So an infield single by Kiara Keim. It was hit hard enough to where it was a really tough play for Keim to make. And now Mitchell over there, third, slow to get up after diving back into third. And again, she gives the go-ahead to say that we're good to go. So she is battling on the base paths for Sabetha right now. And now there's runners in the corners for Alexia Hayden. Only a hitter with multiple base hits for either team. She is a perfect 2-for-2. Ground rule RBI double in the second, a single in the fourth, and a walk as well as a run in the first. First pitch. There goes the runner to second, and an easy steal, no throw. And pitch was right down Broadway. One is a strike as well, a little bit low in the zone, and the catcher approached to not help her cause by turning her glove the other way to field that. She did kind of a backhand stab at that. Makes it 0-2. So one strike away from getting out of the jam. In there, strike three. Guyer looking. Nice pitch on the outside corner of the plate for Sydney Moss. Two are stranded. None are across. One more last chance for Royal Valley as Sabetha lead 3-2 going to the top of the seventh next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Sabetha just three outs away from reaching the regional finals. First pitch in there, strike one to Athena Broadus to lead things off. The top of the order coming through for the fourth time for Panthers hitting. Legend Chloe Detweiler, who's been phenomenal. She is retired 11 of her last 12 faced. And she'll face the 1-2-3 hitters. This is a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Caught for out number one by Hayden. The shortstop for out number one. Brings up Stormy Lake. She is 1-for-2. A single in the second and a hit by pitch. Stranded at third and back in the first. Panthers had the bases loaded and they were left stranded. definitely a moment we will look back on in this game. And that, did that hit her? No, it did not, apparently. Missed down low, though, for a ball. Makes it 1-0. The pitch. Now in pole to the third baseman, fielded cleanly by Stalzer to first in time for out number two. Now just one out away from playing in the regional final coming up next against Marysville. And it's all down to Madison Blackwood. 1-for-3, a single, and a couple ground outs. That single coming in the first inning, where she was stranded at second. Percent shot back to Saul. Third to first, and that is it. And Sabetha advances to the regional final. They win it 3-2. Fun one here in Seneca. We're going to take a break to wrap this one up. We'll send it back to the station and then come back for the regional final here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Sabetha advances to the regional final. They defeat Royal Valley. Final score 3-2. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman is back in the booth, wrapping up this one. As we take a look at the hitters for Royal Valley, Athena Broaddus was 0-for-3. Stormy Lake went 1-for-3. Madison Blackwood was 1-for-4 with a single. Tyja Henderson was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Truly Jim was 0-for-2. Sydney Moss was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Callie Coleman was 0-for-3. And Avery Stidham and Drew Probst were 0-for-2. Probst having a run and a hit by pitch. And the pitching for Royal Valley. Athena Broaddus picks up the loss. She goes two innings in her start with three strikeouts, one walk, four hits, and three in runs. Madison Blackwood, in her middle relief effort, she goes two innings, has no strikeouts, no earned runs, one walk, and two hits. And Sydney Moss, she gives up just two hits, no runs, no walks, with three strikeouts in her two innings of work. And for Sabetha, Kiara Kime was 2-for-4 with a couple singles and a run, as well as a stolen base. Alexi Hayden, 2-for-3 with a run, including an RBI ground rule double. Laura Edelman, she was 0-for-2, but she did have a sac fly RBI. Aaron Bolts was 1-for-3 with a single. Victoria Bachtol was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Carson Meyer was 0-for-2 with a walk. Jillian Stapleton was 1-for-3. Chloe Detweiler was 0-for-3. And Hallie Mitchell was 1-for-3 with a single and a run. And Chloe Detweiler goes the distance. A complete game. She gets the win. Seven innings pitched. Four strikeouts, four walks, three hits, two runs. One of them was earned. And Sabetha going to be competing for a spot in the state tournament in Topeka coming up in about 20 or so minutes. So we're going to send it back to the studio till about 6:10, then we'll come back and get you ready for Marysville versus Sabetha. You've been listening to Regional Tournament Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.